think there's been a level of complacency in Donegal, or even go so far as say a level of unawareness in Donegal, and really want to change that. And we're at a crucial time with the EU conference and the deal supposed to be sealed in the next number of weeks, even though I think even the dogs on the street know that there's going to be nothing happening in June at this stage. So we've put together a conference with some interesting speakers. So we have representatives of the Derry and Strabane County Council going to do a joint presentation. We have Tony Forrester from the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce, so they're going to talk about how it affects plans for the Donegal Derry area, how it's going to plan for the northwest in terms of business and economy. We have Gerard Rorty from the Irish Hill Farmers Association going to talk specifically about the farming industry. We have a chief executive from O'Neill Sportswear and from Frylight, who are two major employers in Strabane, who both employ cross-border workers and who both obviously have cross-border businesses.
Yeah, so will this be about saying, well, we can't allow this to happen, we don't want that to happen, this can't happen, if this happens it's a disaster, or do we know enough where we can sort of have a discussion on, you know, in real terms, like a cross-border company, for instance, how, if at all, it will affect workers?
Yes, hopefully. I mean, the cross-border companies, certainly the larger companies who are attending, will have taken, I suppose, views on various scenarios, and they will just talk about what could happen. In, as you say, nobody knows the exact details of what's going to happen at this stage, but it looks like there's going to be no great deal. It looks like there's going to be some form of hard border with outside the customs union for the north, and therefore I suppose they will talk about that as the worst case scenario. We have, and we are hoping to confirm today, that Guy Verhofstadt from the European negotiation team will attend, and really what I want him to do is to give us a very solid update on where he feels things are, rather than what we necessarily get fed by the media. We haven't.
No, thank you.
We haven't. I don't mean that disrespectfully to yourself, but you know.
It's you on the media feeding these. Go on anyway. Go on.
Okay. And we've invited all our MEPs at the moment. Matt Carthy has confirmed that he's going to attend and talk. And again, that's really for two reasons: is to get a view from what is happening in Brussels directly, but also to send a message back that, you know, Donegal is the most affected county in Ireland by Brexit, and maybe we need to keep sending that message that there is something worth fighting for here. There certainly is great visions for the northwest between Derry, Strabane, and Letterkenny, and the Donegal County Council as a northwest city region, and all the plans that they have built for years were crucially built on no border.
And we'll tease that out a bit more in a sec. The one thing is this, though. I think it's going to be really inconvenient, but I don't think the world's going to stop turning. And I do think we're allowing this Brexit question to affect us, our spending. I think it's affecting businesses and their spending, even though there's probably no real palatable effect from the conversation. But I don't know, maybe I'm right or wrong, I don't know. But I just think that maybe we need to, you know, not start storing our money again, to put our hands in our pockets and sort of crack on with a bit of confidence, because I just don't think, as I say, the world's going to stop turning on Brexit.
I would agree to a certain extent that certainly consumer confidence is down, and I think that visits to Donegal, and I think our own spending has been reduced because people are concerned about what's going to happen. And I suppose there is going to be some part of me that says it's right to be a bit conservative until we know. You're right, life will go on, but life could be dramatically changed. And I suppose really what I'm trying to do is try and send a message to the people who have the ability to affect that
influence, yeah.
Yeah, to not let life be changed as dramatically as people are telling us that it could be.
It's a cracking lineup, there's no doubt about it. And I think, as I say, it'll have broad interest. And it's what needs to happen a bit more, maybe, Tom, correcting me if I'm wrong, is we just need slightly more engagement from not normal people, but, you know, regular folk.
Yes, absolutely. So the conference isn't a business conference. That's one thing I want to make clear. This conference is for everybody. It's to try and get, as you say, regular, ordinary people who have a concern or just want to find out more. There will be a question answer session at the end, and there's also lunch provided so people can hang around for an hour afterwards to talk and get more detail if they want. Really, it is about getting engagement from the general public. A lot of the larger businesses are already working out different scenarios. Some of the smaller businesses are as well. For those people, I suppose there will still be more information for them to find out. There will be questions they can ask, and some of the people at the top table are going to be a lot more knowledgeable than me, certainly, and will be able to give a lot better answers. But it really is a chance for the ordinary people to sit around and say, do you know what, this Brexit thing's been coming for ages. I haven't really thought about it. I might go along to this conference and say, what is it all actually going to do?
And us normal people, I hope I can count myself amongst them, might be attending the Ulster final on Sunday, and you've used that as an example, as you know, in real terms, even if you're not a cross-border worker, even if you're not a business in the border, even if you live in Killybegs and you think this has got nothing to do with you.
Exactly.
You will have, even say, for instance, post-Brexit Ulster final day.
Yeah, well, post-Brexit Ulster final day, we will cross the border four times. And then if we get to an All-Ireland final, we will cross the border four times. And, you know, regular people who go to GAA matches all the time and they go to all parts of Ulster for those matches are going to cross the border at least twice if they're playing in the north. They're going to cross four times if they go through the north to get to the south again. So if you're going to be held up four times for ID going to the Ulster final, it's already hard enough to get there with traffic. It's simple things like that that people aren't thinking about. That's the impact on everyday life. It's the people who shop on either side of the border who then are going to have to stop and have to go through security checks to get into whatever shopping centre they go to, whether they're coming from the north, spending sterling out here, or going in from here, spending euros into the north.